Good morning, this is Pastor Stoltz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. The scripture lessons that I will be reading in just a little while are as follows. Malachi 3, 1 to 6. First Corinthians 4, 1 to 5. Luke 1, 39 to 56. The closing hymn, 50. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart, and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name, he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high. In the glory of God the Father, amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. Almighty God, most merciful Father, who openest thine hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing, we give thee most humbly and heartily thanks that thou hast crowned the fields with thy blessing and hast permitted us once again to gather the fruits of the earth. And we beseech thee to protect the living seed, that the living seed of your word that is sown in the hearts, that in the plenteous fruits of righteousness we may always present to thee an acceptable thanks offering. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Old Testament reading, Malachi, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, like a fuller's soap. And he shall sit at a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling and his wage, the widow, the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear me not, says the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Wherefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. So far. First Corinthians 4, verses 1 to 5. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and the stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in a steward that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not therefore thereby justified? But he that justifieth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. So far. The Gospel, St. Luke chapter 1. Verses 39 to 56. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is it to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me the great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He that showeth strength with his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted the low, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and then returned to her own house. so far. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For many people, Jesus Christ does not look like a king, much less the Son of God. A king ought to be kingly, act like royalty, not as a commoner or a peasant. People expect a king to live up to their expectations. And this is what troubles some people about Jesus Christ. Because the Bible claims not only his kingship for him, but divinity as well. Jesus most certainly does not look like the Son of God, but he really is the Son of God. And with the Christian Church of all ages, we confess that this baby in Mary's womb is, in fact, the very Son of God. And while the Church sings its praises, the world shouts its criticism, its doubts, its real unbelief. At this time of the year, especially, we must remember that the Christmas message is not an appeal to human reason. Human reason would find it unreasonable, would find it foolish. But thank God that the Christmas story is not an appeal to human reason, but it's an appeal to the love of God. It is an appeal to believe that God has kept his promises to the world. It's an appeal to accept the miracle of ages, that the divinity has put on the humanity, that the Son of God is incarnate as the Son of Man. This is what Elizabeth is confessing in this gospel account. This is the reason why the baby that Elizabeth was to bear jumped for joy within her womb when Mary entered that room. How simple the evangelist records this wonderful event described in the gospel. How marvelous that God's word produced that trusting faith in both of them. But how tragic it is that the majority of our world's population will not accept this Jesus as the Son of God. What Elizabeth and her unborn baby recognized, the world will not. Men and women down through the ages have stubbornly refused to believe what God's word records, namely, that Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth, that he is the Son of God himself. You see, it isn't really logic or education that's the problem. The problem is unbelief. Natural man refuses to believe the clear word of God, as did Mary and Elizabeth. The child cradled in the belly of Mary is the Almighty One, the God of heaven and earth. Because they believed God's promises, Mary and Elizabeth had no trouble believing that with God nothing shall be impossible. What further offends so many people is that Jesus is also called a Savior, and people aren't interested in a Savior. As long as one feels that they have a chance to measure up to God by their own efforts, if they are even interested in doing so, they will reject the Christ of God, the need of a Savior. You see, the real joy of Christmas is the same joy that Mary and Elizabeth had, knowing and believing that this Jesus is our Savior, who delivers us from the consequences of our sins. He is a God-man who took our place under the law of God and fulfilled it because we could not. He became man so that he could submit to the restrictions of God's law. He innocently suffered at the hands of sinful men. He was crucified and he died. He suffered this great humiliation as a disgrace because he was sent to be the Savior of the human race. Because the Father in heaven loves us so much, He sent his only Son to become one of us so that we might be saved for heaven. Only the Son of God could keep God's law perfectly and so be able to save us, and that is exactly what Jesus did. That is why we rejoice at Christmas time. We believe that this Jesus, a baby, is the Son of God who became man, that he is the Christ, the Messiah of God, the Savior of the world. Therefore, to have a true Christmas joy, we must have more than tinsels and ornaments on our tree. We must have more than a spirit of gift-giving and gift-receiving. We must have this Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, in our hearts, for it to really be Christmas. When Elizabeth confessed, "Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb," she was thanking God for having kept his promises. Here in Mary's womb was the promise of the ages, the Savior. Here was the child promised to the prophets for centuries. All the promises of God, given through the prophets, were now being fulfilled before the eyes of Mary and Elizabeth. And what a joy there should be in our hearts as well. All the promises of God's grace are completed in him, Christ. The Savior has come. Here is Emmanuel, God with us, to change the darkness of sin into the brilliance of day. And we rejoice because God kept his promises to Israel and still keeps his promises by coming to us through word and sacrament. He is still our Emmanuel, God with us. This is why we can sing joy to the world, the Lord has come. In Christ Jesus, God has kept his promises to rescue and redeem us. And we rejoice that God has kept his promises of grace and blessing, that he forgives all of our sins for Christ's sake, and that he gives us new life through baptism, and continues to strengthen and build our faith through the Lord's Supper. We rejoice in these promises which have been kept, but we rejoice that God will keep even a greater promise for us in the world to come, when he gives us a crown of life and everlasting joy, and we reign with him forever and ever. Amen. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, and to thy church, the Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word as becometh it may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.